In a world where corporate loyalty has become a relic of the past, Tom Peters delivers a wake-up call that's both terrifying and liberating. The corporate era of indentured servitude is over, he declares with characteristic bluntness. While your parents might have entered the same company door for decades, today's professionals face a radically different landscape. This shift isn't just another business trend, it represents a fundamental return to America's entrepreneurial roots as the self-help nation and bootstrap nation we were before giant corporations arrived. The brand U50 has become required reading for professionals navigating this new reality, with figures from Silicon Valley executives to creative professionals citing it as their career Bible. Since its publication, the book has influenced how an entire generation thinks about professional identity, with its core ideas appearing everywhere from LinkedIn profiles to business school curricula. The question at the heart of this revolution is deceptively simple yet profound. When was the last time you asked, "What do I want to be?" For over a century, the productivity bazooka was aimed squarely at blue-collar workers. Factory floors were optimized, assembly lines perfected, and manual labor scrutinized for efficiency. Manufacturing processes were broken down into microscopic steps, time motion studies conducted, and every movement analyzed. Meanwhile, white-collar workers largely escaped this scrutiny, until now. The smoke is clearing, and only those who grasp what's happening will survive this fundamental transformation. The stark reality is that 90%+ of white-collar jobs will be completely reinvented within the next decade. Information systems, artificial intelligence, machine learning, cloud computing, and the interconnected web are dismantling traditional professional work patterns. Globalization has created a borderless talent marketplace where professionals compete internationally. This convergence of forces is fueling a once-in-centuries revolution that's transforming professional work as fundamentally as automation transformed manufacturing and farming in previous eras. Michael Goldhaber puts it bluntly, in the attention economy, without special work, you won't get noticed or paid much. Knowledge workers must now demonstrate unique value in an increasingly crowded marketplace. Traditional credentials, degrees, certifications, years of experience are becoming commoditized. The choice becomes painfully clear, brand you or canned you? While your specific job won't vanish immediately, the skills that made you valuable yesterday, like basic data analysis, routine documentation, or standard project management, are rapidly depreciating assets today. This isn't just another management fad or incremental change. It's a seismic shift requiring a complete rethinking of professional identity and value creation. Entire professions, from legal research to financial analysis to medical diagnosis, are being reshaped by technology. As Peters advises with characteristic directness, do unto yourself before the bastards do it unto you. The white-collar revolution demands not just adaptation, but transformation, a fundamental reimagining of what it means to be a professional in the 21st century. Success will require continuous learning, personal reinvention, and the development of skills that machines cannot easily replicate. Creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving, and the ability to navigate ambiguity. The professionals who will thrive in this new era are those who embrace change, develop multiple skill sets, and position themselves at the intersection of technology and human expertise. They understand that job security comes not from tenure, but from maintaining relevant capabilities in a rapidly evolving marketplace. The white-collar revolution is not just coming, it's here, and it's accelerating. The solution to surviving the white-collar revolution is paradoxically both revolutionary and ancient. Brand yourself. This isn't about becoming a celebrity or social media influencer. It's about returning to a form of job security that predates corporate America entirely. In today's rapidly evolving job market, personal branding has become less of a luxury and more of a necessity for professional survival. Brand U is built on three timeless pillars: craft, developing marketable skill, distinction, being memorable, and networking, building collegial support. Like the colonial blacksmith whose reputation ensured a steady stream of customers, or today's sought-after web programmer, it's about being so good at what you do that people beat a path to your door. This requires continuous learning and adaptation. The web programmer must stay current with new languages and frameworks, just as the colonial craftsman had to master new tools and techniques. A brand is fundamentally a trust mark, shorthand that creates emotional connection and promises reliable value. It's the reason clients choose one freelance designer over another, or why certain consultants command premium rates. Far from demeaning yourself, Brand U ties you to a proud lineage of independent professionals from Ben Franklin to Steve Jobs, rather than relegating you to organization man or cubicle slave. Consider how Benjamin Franklin built his reputation not just as a printer, but as an inventor, diplomat, and thought leader, a perfect historical example of personal branding. This shift is already happening at the highest levels. Executives increasingly use agents to manage careers, negotiating compensation packages that include personal brand development. Chefs like Gordon Ramsay and Wolfgang Puck build personal brands that transcend restaurants, launching cookware lines and television shows. Athletes become entertainment vehicles, with LeBron James and Serena Williams generating more income from endorsements than from their sports. Even former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop turned his name into a $44.3 million healthcare website, demonstrating how expertise can be leveraged into broader opportunities. Management guru Stan Davis suggests we might all eventually have measurable market capitalization, like pro athletes and musicians. David Bowie already offered Bowie bonds worth $55 million, purchased by Prudential, followed by James Brown's $30 million in Brown bonds. This concept of personal equity is increasingly relevant as professionals build portable careers across multiple organizations and platforms. While this might sound far-fetched for a typical accountant or manager, the underlying principle applies universally. Your professional value is increasingly tied to your personal reputation rather than your organizational affiliation. Consider how LinkedIn profiles have become digital resumes and how professionals use platforms like Medium or industry conferences to establish thought leadership. Even traditional roles are being transformed. Accountants build personal followings through newsletters and podcasts, while managers develop reputations through speaking engagements and published case studies. The key is to understand that your career is no longer just about the position you hold. It's about the unique value proposition you offer to the marketplace. This might mean developing a signature approach to problem solving, building a recognized expertise in a specific niche, or becoming known for consistently delivering exceptional results in your field. Building Brand U is an abstract theory. It requires concrete action. Peters offers four practical assessment tools to get started immediately. First, create a personal brand equity evaluation covering what you're known for, current challenges, recent learning, new contacts, visibility program, and resume enhancements. This becomes your professional dashboard, highlighting strengths to leverage and gaps to address. Second, imagine creating a Yellow Pages ad for yourself, a succinct, distinctive offering that stands out from competitors. What would your headline be? What services would you list? What makes your offering unique? Third, craft an 8-word personal positioning statement. Marketing experts Al Rise and Jack Trout insist, if you can't describe your position in 8 words or less, you don't have a position. This forces brutal clarity about your professional value. Fourth, develop a bumper sticker describing your essence. This might seem trivial, but it pushes you to distill your professional identity to its absolute core. These exercises help answer crucial questions. What am I? What do I stand for? How do I stand out? Remember, you are CEO of your life. Take it back from them. Reject cynicism and embrace self-reliance. The Brand U mindset isn't just about survival. It's about reclaiming ownership of your professional destiny. What would your brand look, feel, smell, sound, touch, and taste like if fully liberated from organizational constraints? The ideal brand you represents someone totally turned on by their work, focused on projects that matter, are cool, and beautiful. This person is an adventurer, a bit of a pirate, CEO of their own life. Funky, curious, laughing often, embracing mistakes as normal, and determined to make a difference. Forget jobs, forget tasks. With these words, Peters demolishes traditional notions of professional identity. Brand you isn't defined by job titles or organizational charts, but by the projects you create and complete, your portfolio of accomplishments that demonstrate unmistakable value. I am my projects, period, Peters declares. Your professional currency isn't time served or position held, but tangible contributions with beginnings, endings, clients, and your personal brand signature. Projects that matter and make the world better. This project-centered mindset represents a profound shift from employee thinking to creator thinking. Instead of asking, "What's my job description?" you ask, "What difference will this project make?" Instead of, "What are my responsibilities?" you ask, "Will this count? Will it make the world better for customers?" This approach demands commitment to mastery, the kind we expect from neurosurgeons, cellists, and master cabinet makers. Why has Dilbert cynicism won and mastery lost in so many professions? Brand you demands reclaiming this pursuit of excellence. Consider how different professions approach their work. A surgeon doesn't just do procedures, she saves lives through technical excellence. An architect doesn't just design buildings, he creates spaces that transform how people live and work. Even a cabinet maker with a 2-year backlog isn't just making furniture, he's creating functional art that will outlive him. Is your profession a true calling? If not, how could your current projects be transformed into something worth pursuing? This journey toward mastery is tough and personal. It's about who you are and want to be. Take it seriously, but proceed with care. The project life isn't just about deliverables, it's about creating a body of work that matters. Whether you realize it or not, you are already a package, a collection of signals that communicate who you are professionally. The trick for brand you is consciously controlling that package and its message rather than letting others define it for you. Study product packages at the grocery store, the ones that grab attention, have energy, vitality, clarity, economy, surprise, trustworthiness, and beautiful design. Not bad traits for brand you. Many professionals suppress their personalities at work, afraid to show their quirky selves. Southwest Airlines gets it right. They ask employees to bring their personalities to work, not park them in Lot D. Packaging is expressed personality. If you suddenly had to sell your services, who are you anyway? What makes you distinct? Why should someone invest $70,000 a year in you, or $800 per day for your project work? That's your package. This packaging extends to every aspect of your professional presence, from your physical appearance and communication style to your work environment and digital footprint. Nothing is neutral. Everything communicates something about your brand. Consider your business cards. Peters devotes a full 2% of his book to them because they're often the first tangible representation of you. They're never neutral, either cool or not so cool. One job candidate stood out among 200-plus applicants simply because her distinctive calling card earned her resume a second look. Your web presence is equally critical. If you don't have a website, get one, Peters insists. It need not be fancy, but it signals you're with the program. The web is brand you's best friend, the great equalizer that lets cool small outpace dull big. At its best, it allows you to provide information in an exciting format and create community around ideas you care about. Every element of your package should reflect exactly who you are and how you're special. Nothing is too small to consider when building a memorable professional identity. Brand You demands thinking like a business because that's exactly what you are. As Whitmire, Raspberry, and Phillips write in Running a One-Person Business, the one-person business is business as lifestyle, business as a statement about who you are and what you value. This business mindset requires developing a comprehensive set of skills, a viable economic proposition, a full quiver of service products, client obsession, sales bias, bookkeeping fundamentals, and a network of subcontractors. William Bridges identifies 8 essential hats Brand You warriors must wear: marketing, product development, operations, client service, sales, information management, time management, and planning. None of these can be glossed over. You must become an 8-headed marvel, focusing especially on the hats that don't naturally fit. Create separate files for each hat, conduct weekly and quarterly reviews of your progress in each area, and develop formal study plans to strengthen your weakest areas. Understanding the economics of your value is particularly crucial. Jack Stack of Springfield Remanufacturing calls it the great game of business, understanding how money is made. The equation is simple: negotiated price minus costs equals profits. Begin with a clear definition of your product, research comparable service fees, articulate your unique economic proposition, track your costs, including hidden ones, and consider creating a rough P&L statement. Even if you're staying on someone's payroll, understanding your economic value is essential. You're not just doing a job, you're providing specific value that should exceed what you're paid. This business clarity isn't constraining, it's liberating. It gives you the tools to take control of your professional destiny rather than leaving it in others' hands. Your identity isn't what you claim, it's what your calendar reveals. The secret to success isn't studying quality, it's spending 50% of your time on it. Attention is all there is. As Texas Bix Bender says, a body can pretend to care, but they can't pretend to be there. Brand You requires ruthlessly eliminating 96% of distractions to focus on your signature projects. People who say they'll start something when they find time are fooling themselves. When you truly care, you make time, even if it means saying no to friends, family, and commitments. Time is literally all you have. Brand You means developing time consciousness, even obsession. A lost hour is gone forever. Examine your calendar microscopically each morning and night. Form a calendar support group with fellow Brand You aspirants. Weed out BS daily and transform unavoidable mundane tasks into opportunities aligned with your Brand You objectives. This focus must be paired with political savvy, what Peters calls the art of getting things done. Since accomplishing wow projects rarely happen alone, mastering political skills, cooperation, and compromise dramatically increases your chances of making a difference. Former U.S. West exec Bob Noling offers vital advice. Start with what's within your control. Asking permission guarantees rejection. Pick your battles wisely. Develop a clear point of view. Remember that dead change agents help nobody. And recognize that change isn't about issues, but moving people out of comfort zones. You're never helpless unless you define yourself that way. Any task can become worthy and cool with the right attitude. Even an office cleanup can transform into a rebirth opportunity. Politics isn't dirty. It's essential for anyone planning to get real wow stuff done. The secret to Brand You success often lies in the unwanted jobs nobody else values. With imagination, any task can become gold. You don't need prestigious assignments. In Search of Excellence emerged from a project nobody believed in. The transformation from mundane to magnificent comes from attitude and will. Brand You is personal, but not a loner's game. It's a team sport. You'll succeed by consciously creating your world through your contacts list. Your Rolodex is more valuable than your luggage, wallet, or even manuscripts. It's your lifeline. Brand You equals a vital, growing community of useful and supportive contacts. This requires systematic management, maintenance, growth, attention, care, mutual support, learning, and trust. Me Inc. is an ecosystem that must be fed like a garden. Organize your Rolodex meticulously with appropriate software, develop a comprehensive system, review it monthly, and score your relationship maintenance. Every breakfast and lunch is a Rolodex enhancement opportunity. Manage your community daily, reach out weekly to someone new, prune strategically, and consciously nurture these relationships by sharing valuable information. Loyalty isn't declining, it's transforming. Logo loyalty to companies may be fading, but Rolodex network community loyalty is rising. Like particle physicists whose true community transcends their university employer, your real loyalty belongs to the folks who aid, abet, and inspire you. These are the people who help solve your problems, feed your curiosity, and nurture your soul. The new loyalty is to craft community, not logo. This requires being careful toward your network, nurturing them unfailingly, coming to their assistance, and checking on their well-being. The Me Inc. game is the ultimate loyalty game, requiring conscious daily attention to your extended professional family. In these freakish times, you are only as appropriately freakish as the freaks you collect. The greatest danger is staleness, going to lunch with the same folks, reading the same magazines, attending the same conferences. You must constantly expose yourself to contrarians and ideas powerful enough to shake your faith in yourself. Renewal. Job 1. Period. Great companies like 3M and P&G live off R&D. As Me Inc. brand you, you must do the same. The times paradoxically demand both frantic activity and creativity that comes from reflection. The good news, with a personal R&D/renewal mindset, you can turn daily chaos into growth opportunities. As Veronique Vienne puts it, my only single career strategy is to plan what I can learn from each job. Every assignment should broaden you or reject it. Renewal cultivates openness, improves earning power, discovers hidden passions, builds hope, creates new brain synapses, enhances problem solving, introduces new people, banishes blues, and is damn fun. Ask yourself weekly, what have you learned? Does your current project have explicit learning goals? Career security equals renewal investment. High security demands high investment. Your renewal investment plan, RIP, must be formal, written, updated quarterly, reviewed weekly by yourself, and occasionally with trusted advisors. It should include new skills, stretch, new people, contacts, freaks, new projects, new off-the-job activities, and at least one new thing to add to your resume quarterly. We are all rapidly deprecating assets, RDAs. Just as physical assets require aggressive investment, so do you. There is absolutely no excuse for not having a formal, aggressive RIP. Brand Yous renew obsessively, aggressively, and formally. My favorite brand use are curiosity freaks, voracious, insatiable, relentless learners who absorb from anyone and any situation. They bring extraordinary breath to every project. To succeed, Me Inc. equals Curiosity Inc. Learning isn't a smooth upward climb. It's marked by plateaus where progress seems stalled. George Leonard's brilliant book, Mastery, teaches us that these plateaus aren't failures, but essential parts of mastery. Since most of life is spent on these plateaus, learn to cherish rather than fight them. We brand yous are on a long journey to mastery, spotty and marked by more downs than ups, but it's the only path if we want our work to matter. As brand you, you're psychologically on your own, which means you need a personal board of directors. Find 2 to 5 people you deeply respect who'll formally review your progress quarterly and provide cover when your exciting projects get you in hot water with the suits, which they will if worthwhile. Any venture worth doing starts as a pirate venture, challenging the establishment. So fight establishment with establishment. Recruit respectable closet renegades who will support your insurgency. The establishment always includes closet renegades who need you as much as you need them. They admire your spunk and get to relive their pirate youth through mentoring junior pirates. As CEO of Me Inc., building your web of contacts is top priority whether you're 23 or 53. Create rituals. Review your Rolodex bi-weekly and reconnect with people. Designate every other Wednesday as Rolodex Wednesday for networking lunches. Develop an eye for talent and wow performance, then recruit those responsible into your virtual team. True brand use share traits with Peter's personal Hall of Fame members. Self-invented, ever-changing, battered but resilient, inquisitive to a fault, childlike, free from the past, comfortable with life as a moving target, jolly, audacious, iconoclastic, multidimensional, honest yet confused, and larger than life. Brand U's take charge regardless of age or position. They're skills dependent, distinction dependent, network dependent, project dependent, and growth dependent. They lead through independence, insouciance, and craft orientation, modeling the way even without formal authority. For brand you to succeed, people must brag about your work. Good work comes first, but you also need to publicize it and build buzz. Marketing equals your aura, what you're known for, your image, and people talking about you. If you build it, they will come is the bankrupt strategy. Marketing must be proactive and deliberate. The ultimate truth of brand you is simple but profound. My work matters. The white-collar revolution is a rallying cry for liberation. Cubicle slaves, hack off your ties, flip off your heels. Work can be cool, beautiful, fun, and meaningful. With 90% of white-collar jobs in jeopardy, the call to action is clear. Take charge of your life, subvert hierarchy, make every project a wow, and be distinct or extinct.